We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, let's open up the phone lines. Now, Jemele Hill went viral earlier this week. That's because she don't wash her towels.
Whoa. Wait, hold on.
That's how bad information gets passed around. I've been standing up for you this entire show, and now you just blatantly disrespected me.
What was the context?
Why'd you go viral?
Okay, the context was this. Me and my publicist, Bianca Shelton, who you
Bianca,
know.
South Carolina.
And Charlamagne knows. We were having a discussion about how often you change your towels. And Bianca informed me that she changes her towels every day.
Terrorist behavior.
I agree. I was like, that's the work of communists. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. What?
And, you know, it got me to thinking. And so I posed the question on Twitter, like, how often do you guys change your towels? And I shouldn't have been stunned, but I was amazed that it was so many trifling responses. Like, I'm a every 3 to 4 days kind of person. And it's usually my husband that does it. But it's a lot of people out here living foul. Like some of your people here, they have unveiled their towel behavior.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051.
Somebody said
when do you wash
disgusting.
Your towels? Yeah, producer said he washes it every 2 weeks.
No, somebody.
No, we got one worse than that.
Yeah, one of our producers said he washes it when it smells.
That's disgusting.
And I didn't like that.
I want to know what producer that was. I will talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I don't change my towel. So my wife takes a shower.
That's
and
a
I
lie.
I use my wife's towel.
All that Just for Men you be using in Beijing and all that. Like, I know you gotta change your towel more than once a week.
I use my wife's towel when she's done, and then every day she gets a new towel, and I use her towels every day.
Huh? Why would you use your wife's towels every day?
Because usually my wife's towel is the one that's hanging up on the shower, and I just take it and I dry off.
That's
so
just
they share towels.
They share towels. Yeah. Well, she doesn't share with me. I share her towel, and she gets a new one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How often do you change yours, Jamel?
Every 3 to 4 days. Yeah, and it's usually my husband that he's the one who does it typically. And so, like, it's funny you said that about sharing towels because another couple that I know, they do the same thing. And, you know, I was just like, that's so odd to share the same towel. I don't know. I was like, I thought the comfort level was there because they're both lesbians, right? So, like, they, I was like, oh, is it because y'all both women? Is that what it is? And she was like, no, we've just been sharing towels. It's just easier.
I just don't see the point.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of sharing towels? It's two of y'all. Y'all can have two towels hanging up on the rack.
Yeah, we don't take two showers at the same time all the time. So she takes a shower, and then, you know, a couple hours later, towel's dry. I use her shower. I mean, I use her towel.
But you have your own towel. And so that means the towel never gets dried.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what
true
I'm
too
saying? The towel's always damp.
But that's why she gets a new towel, because she don't like to use my towel, but I use her towel.
I think this is a way, that's kind of like a sneaky backdoor way of you changing your towel every day. Yeah.
Basically,
right?
Yeah, you should have seen how his eyes lit up when you said sneaky back door. You know, he didn't know where you were going with it, Jamel.
Free envy.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
DJ Hitler from Detroit.
I know you change your towel once a month.
You ain't gonna talk about Detroit DJ people
Hitler
like that.
I'm just saying. DJ Hitler from Detroit once a month.
Nah. It's not about me. I know I got a friend. They believe that you shouldn't use soap. When you wash your towels, it defeats the purpose. They just use hot water.
I'm so confused.
I say mine every week and a half, give or take.
Give or take?
Give or take.
Give or take. I mean,
that's a broad definition, bro.
That means what he remembers.
Let the record show he's from Detroit, Jamel.
You know,
I'm Jamel, I don't know why.
Wait, is he an East Sider or a West Sider? You an East Sider or a West Sider? Oh, he's going? Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kia. Good morning, Charlamagne, DJ, NB, and Jamel.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
How often do you change your towel, mama?
Well, once every week is good enough for me. So on Sundays, I wash all my towels and all my bed sheets.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
I think once a week is the accurate answer.
That's the accurate number.
And yeah, that's what my mama used to do. Every Sunday she would wash towels and the sheets every Sunday.
But that's another important question. Like, how often do you change your sheets?
Once a week?
No, those get changed a lot because I'm a night sweater. So my wife definitely changes our sheets a lot. But boy, she just got some night sweat sheets. There's some type of sweat-resistant sheets.
I got those.
Oh, those are amazing.
They work amazing.
I'm going to need the plug on that one.
No, you could pour water on it, and it's, like, gone. Like, it's incredible. Those are incredible.
I didn't try that, but
I don't know what the name brand is. Let me ask her.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Al.
Hey, Al, take us off Bluetooth for speaker, please.
Yeah, you're not on Bluetooth.
Thank you.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. I love you guys.
Good morning.
So I think every 4 to 5 days, 6 days is okay, because not everybody, this might sound like an excuse, but not everybody might have a washer and a dryer in their apartment.
True.
That's a good point.
Time during the week.
Yeah, but you shouldn't just have one towel, though. You should have at least two towels, three towels. You don't just have one towel.
I know you ain't talking.
Yeah, no, you should definitely...
First of all, don't let Envy talk to you like that when he using his wife's towel and he ain't got to. Y'all got one towel in the house, sound like to me.
Community towel.
No, you should have at least 3 towels in the house.
You should.
But after that, you know. But no, I agree.
Yeah, I like your point about the washer and dryer.
That's like in college, you know, I can't say I was every 3 to 4 days. I was probably like once a week. You know, maybe even a week and a half, because in college you broke and you don't have that many towels.
Yeah, I ain't going front of college. It might have went 2 weeks.
I think I'm going to be honest with you. I think I do 2 weeks now.
That's disgusting. As a grown ass man, that's disgusting, bro. Yes, it is.
I have two washcloths and a towel to dry off with.
That's disgusting, bro.
2 weeks goes by fast.
Do you wash at night and the morning?
Absolutely.
And you need more than 2 weeks, bro. That towel stinks.
I'm a 2 to sometimes 3 shower a day type of person.
You smell your towel?
Does your wife smell yours?
No.
Says y'all use the same one?
No, she gets a fresh towel.
But that's how I know your towels ain't fresh, because what makes the towel smell is the dampness of it. When them towels dry out, they don't be that rank.
2 weeks, they stink, bro.
Rank.
800-585-1051. How often do you wash your towels? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it.
Call me. And your opinion to The Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Jamel Hill, our guest host today.
And you learn so much about people. Like, Jamel Hill, she sparked this topic because, you know, she chose violence on Twitter, telling people they don't be washing and, you know, they don't change their towels and stuff. And now Jamel says you don't wash before you go to bed?
Not all the time. No.
Me neither. Not every time.
Not every, yeah. I do for specific reasons sometimes. It depends on what has happened in the course of the day, what I've been doing.
You might have worked out. LA be hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, workout. Definitely. For sure. Like, I don't
she want some sex.
That was going to be the other. That was going to be the other thing. See, Envy picked up on it. I was like, well, the other thing, too, is that, you know, if you want to have everything fresh.
Got you. Got you.
Definitely.
I can understand Envy not washing before bed, because that Beijing, like, you can't
shut up, man.
You can't wash 2 times a day with that Beijing on your chin and in your head.
Oh, my goodness. You know? Let's go to the phone lines, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Cherie from Houston.
Hey, Cherie.
Hey, Cherie.
Yo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How often do you change your towel, mama?
Every 3 days.
Every 3 days.
Every 3 days. And in between those 3 days, you really should throw your towel in the dryer, because if you don't put that heat on it, it will, the bacteria, whatever, will start festering on the damp towels. And that's just nasty.
That's what I'm... And that's when you get rank. That's when that towel be rank.
It starts to hold that smell after a while. When you wash them, it kind of smells moldy and dingy. Nobody wants that.
What would you rather be, rank or stank?
I feel like rank is better.
Oh.
I would rather be neither.
But
I feel
neither.
Like,
yeah, neither.
I was like,
but stank is just stank.
But stank is stank. But rank is subtle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like a quiet funk.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas if you stank, it's like loud. Like when you say you stank, you're just like, oh gosh, okay. Something might be in my pores. That's
Thank
how you feel.
You need to see a doctor.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Terrence.
Hey, good morning, mama. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit.
Look at 313 representing. Please don't say nothing trifling.
Now, how often do you change your towel, mama?
I change my towel every time I shower.
Ooh, the everyday person.
Time. Boy, y'all rich.
That's a lot of laundry detergent.
Well, I wash my laundry once a week, so.
Can I ask you what's going on with your body that you got to change your towel every day? If you don't mind me asking, like, what's the problem?
There's not a problem. I just like pulling a fresh towel and unfolding it.
I don't believe that. I don't believe anybody that tells me they change their towel every day. I don't believe Bianca.
Bianca said it. She does it every day. But I do. She is right about something. There's something about like a fresh towel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if it's like a warm, fresh towel.
Yeah.
Like that's very luxurious feeling.
Why do we have the mind state that, because I do this in hotels, I need fresh towels all the
hotels,
time.
Hotels, I'm the worst.
Me too. I'm always calling out there, bring me one washcloth.
I burn through those.
Why do we do that in hotels
because
but not at home?
You're not doing the laundry.
You're not doing the laundry.
And most hotel towels are white, right?
That's
and
right.
So it's just like, you know, it just, it's something about a white towel that just starts to look kind of dingy or whatever.
White towels are like a therapist. You get to see yourself.
Yeah, it exposes what you've been doing that day, right?
But you know, in a hotel too, I take the sheets off the bed every day to make sure they change the sheets, because they have this new thing now where
you got like, to ask, right?
Yeah, you got to ask to change the sheets. I take the sheets off every day. I want new sheets every day.
I think you're just being embarrassed because you be ruining them people's sheets with all that
oh,
Beijing.
My goodness, man, what's the moral of the story, man? Why is it always about? I don't even use Beijing.
The moral of the story is just wash your damn towels. That's really the moral of the story. Because somebody in this room, who we're not in this room, but in this building, said they don't wash their towels until they smell something.
What?
That's not good.
That is not good.
That is not good.
Actually disgusting.
How often do they smell it? Like, how fast does it take to smell?
Well, if the odor probably jumps up on them. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
And if that's the case, if your towel is smelling that bad, then, you know, what was leading into that?
That's right. He said, if I heard correctly, he said his new girlfriend is the one who's been...
Who got him together on that.
Well, you wouldn't have a new girlfriend if you know you change your towels more often. Okay? You'd have one OG girlfriend. All right? You're going to keep having new girlfriends. Because every time they smell them towels, they gonna be out.
But most women, though, there's a expectation that we have that a lot of, you know, guys you may date or you wind up being your significant other, like, there's going to be an expected level of nastiness, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be an expected level where you just like, you know, because my husband tells me this all the time is that, and he's a very clean person, that he holds women to a much higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, like, men can be a little nasty. Y'all can get away with it, but like women cannot get away with that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, Jamil, pause. Quick question. Do you do the laundry in your crib or does your husband?
We both do it.
Why does that pause?
I don't know why it was a pause.
I'm going to tell you. Okay. Does your husband have white underwear?
Man, you been checking out Wood, man? Yo, you a wild boy, man. I don't even understand this line of questions.
Ray J was telling men that they shouldn't have white underwear because it's embarrassing when their woman washes the underwear. I'm just asking.
Okay, but why are you a grown man with streaks? Is the bigger
That's
question.
Right.
Do y'all not, have y'all not,
I mean, agree.
are we not at a point where we're using wipes?
Somebody called up here yesterday and literally said they learned how to wipe their ass properly because they heard that conversation we had on the Breakfast Club. This was 2 weeks ago, Jamel. That man was like 30-something years old.
That's shameful. I don't think my husband has a lot of white underwear. Most of them are like black, you know, different colors, red, okay, just whatever. And I have never seen
a streak
anywhere. All
right. You should not have gave Envy that visual award and no black underwear. He is not. That's what he wanted, Jamel.
I'm now understanding why Envy is in this prison, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all gonna let Envy live.
Oh, man.
Free Envy. Liberate.
Oh, my goodness. All right. When we come back, Nyla Simone is joining us. Of course, DJ Nyla Simone, you know, she does Pass the Aux. That's when we tap into her playlist, say what's new, what's popping, what we should be looking for or listening to. And we're gonna do that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.